Welcome, 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 everyone. We are live for Miracle Monday, and it is a miracle that we're live for Miracle Monday. That's all I can tell you. We're going to talk about heart healing tonight, how to heal your heart, how to heal your soul, how to quickly recover from trauma, etc., etc. But also, we're really going to talk about how to get through the holidays and really manage your energy, your emotions, your feelings, heal your body, your soul, so that you can really ascend with the holidays, okay? As opposed to having it be hard, be depressing, be chaotic, be crazy. What if you could go into the holidays feeling celestial, okay? Feeling like a starseed, feeling like a light bearer, an angelic being, and really take the best from the next month, because the next month, guys, is going to get crazier than ever. So, you know, we have two tracks going. We have all the things that are going on outside that are could be counter to our own intentions, but we have what's going on in the inside as our way to get stronger, as our way to grow, as our way to stand strong, as our way for releasing fear, as our way for just allowing ourselves to be ourselves and grow from this. So, Jillery just watched the tarantula. Yes. So I will share that story. So before I share the story, I'm Joan of Angels. If you're new to the channel, I love you all. I'm seeing old faces. I want to share with you. I'm so sorry I haven't been live for the last few weeks because I have been in that transformation of heart healing, life healing, consciousness healing, as we go through this shift, this timeline shift on the planet and everything that is going on, which includes all sorts of pressures that are forcing us to really know who we are. So I love you. As I said, I'm Joan of Angels. If you're new to the channel, or old, you know, you've been here before, please like, subscribe, and share. In particular, I didn't get a chance to share this out that we were going live tonight. We will be doing healing. My heart's like pulsing too. So we're going to do a lot of healing and love tonight. By the way, check out the website, joanofangels.com, and you will see, well, it's going to be changed in the next few weeks, but we have the Soul Awakening Sessions, which honestly is the fast track to knowing why you are here on the planet at this time in the midst of the most crazy times we've ever had. Don't you really want to know why you are here? What skills you have? Why in the world did you have to come down now? So if you are a volunteer here on the planet, this is something you might also want to know. All right, let's see. Is there anything else I want to say? Well, I have a very special guest. So I am going to show you that video of the tarantula and give you a little backstory on it and tell you about the spiritual meanings of it, which apply to all of you. But we have a very special guest tonight. She's on every single show. She is my biggest fan of Joan of Angels. She is a dedicated celestial angel. She happens to have the same birthday as me. She is my go-to person when I just need courage, strength, confidence. And I would also say that she is really one of the reasons why the energies around Miracle Monday have become miraculous, right? Because she's the one who, as we go into the healing, she holds her energy straight. And I think tonight when she saw that video herself, she realized, and I said, do you want to come on tonight for a bit and say hi? She said yes. So Tina Marie Gill, our Piscean counterpart who carries the energy in the back room for us. Hi, Tina.
Hi, everybody. Hey, thanks for bearing with everything the last couple of weeks. So energy's strong in the house tonight because I am super hot right now. So let's get this going.
All right. Share it out, guys. Share it out because I do promise you some great healings. All right. So do you have anything you want to share about what's going on in your world?
This whole week has been a lot of blessing and gratitude for me. Getting a lot of things going on that's it's happening in a positive way. So I hope all of you out there are seeing positive effects as well. So I had a shamanistic class that I took yesterday that really kind of put me right above everything. So I hope you guys are all feeling what we're feeling too. All right. See you guys all later. Love you.
Love you so much. Guys, give her some gratitude. She is on every week. She volunteers to be here with me because she loves us, Jessica and Kathy. Oh, there's Kathy Miller. Kathy Miller is going to be one of our volunteers at the Ascension Conference in San Diego. And Tina, you can always put up that link in the middle at any time. And by the way, that conference is being live streamed. All right. Well, guys, I'm still calming down. And we'll talk about it in a minute, but I want to say hi to Christian. Hello, Christian. You made it live. I want to say hi to Jillery. And I want to say hi to Marlene and then Kathy, Margaret. Let's see who else is in the house. I said Jessica. Deborah's in the house. I'm in the house. We have, Mr. Kevin. That's right. Mr. Kevin's in the house. Patricia's in the house. Terry. All right. Okay. And Doc Boo. Oh, my God, little angel. I know, wasn't it good to see Tina Marie come out of hiding tonight? We love her. All right, guys. So let's get started. Let's get this healing angel miracle started. I want everyone to do it with me. And we'll just invoke Mother, Father, God. We ask for the presence of our guides, our angels, our departed loved ones, our ancestors, our star family, our angels, our fairies, our elves, our little people, our bugs, and our insects. We ask for the energetics of all those who have come here to assist humanity in its evolution and upliftment. So we're so happy to see you here tonight, my friends, and be part of this collective energy. And as we work, we ask to let go of anything that keeps us in fear. Ask to let go of anything that takes us away from understanding that we are here for a purpose. We are here for a reason. We're here to raise our vibrations and hold the light. So everyone with me, as we do this, I want you to feel actually literally bring your arms out, your shoulders back, bring wings out. Remember how we do this every week. If you're new to me and I look funny, it's because we're actually spreading our angelic wings so that we can feel that power, that energetic power going through us. And right now, as we send our roots to the center of the earth, so we can ground down, down, down into that center of the earth, and then we send that antenna all the way up to the heavens. So we are literally like having this beam of light that goes through us from the heavens, through the crown, through our spine, goes all the way down into the earth. And when it does that, it gives us the unique ability to not only stretch and leave our body, but to receive divine celestial communication through those portals, as well as clearing out anything that's kind of like stuck and an obstacle. So we ask right now that we can feel the energy of the divine, that we can feel the celestial energies flowing through us, that we can feel it flowing through our body as these angelic frequencies just take us away. And Mother, Father, God, we ask that everyone here experiences a divine healing, experiences and receives that which they seek. And as I say that, by the way, guys, let us know again where you're from. Even though I know where a lot of you are from, just let us know again. And then, what is it you are seeking tonight? What kind of healing would you like tonight, guys? How would you like to be seen, to be heard? What would you like to happen in this next period of time as we move into this next month, as we move closer to, quote, the holidays, as we move into December which is probably going to be the crazy times. So what is it in your heart that you would really like to experience? What kind of healing? What kind of energetics? All right, good, because I am on fire. It's been 3 weeks since I've done a live Miracle Monday. And I don't know if you're feeling the energy, but I am. So we ask also that we really have clarity and wisdom. And as we go through the next few weeks, where there's highs and lows, where there's excitement and hype, where there's love and intimacy, we ask to go through the next period of time knowing not only will we successfully get through it, but that we were born for this. If there's any bumps in the road, if there's any things that are coming out from the outside down to us, know that we were born for this and that this too will pass. And although it may not look right, it will pass. And so my darling ones, I love you so much. All right, Floyd in Indiana is in the house. Yes. And what is it you would like, Jessica? You know, what kind of healing tonight would you like? Mr. Kevin, what kind of healing tonight would you like? And Margaret, what kind of healing, hon, would you like? And there's Patricia. We love her too. All right. So before I show this video that I'm going to show you, what I'm going to say is first we're going to pull a card. No, my guys just said we're going to pull the card after the video. So it's a little, wait till you see it. Hold on. I'm going to get it ready. Wait, I'm actually really going to get it ready because I just, no, stop, stop, stop. Okay. Wait. It's a little harder than it looks, guys, to just show you this video. Tina tried to do it last week. I'm trying to do it this week. And we are going to, okay, so we're going to share it. And then at the same time, we are going to make it bigger.
Videotape.
There's a
tarantula.
Classical tarantula
here in Mexico. And Alan is, he's not trying to capture it.
They're actually harmless tarantulas.
Well, I've heard that they bite.
Well,
it is so big.
It actually, I've seen a bigger one in Sedona, but where do you want to throw it?
Well, yeah, let's walk a little way so he doesn't come home to our house.
How do you get in?
Okay, this is day one, our first, our second full day here.
Well, where should we throw him?
Not so close. We're still too close.
Let's throw him across the street.
What, you think he doesn't know how to find his way back to the
house? I don't think he knows where he is. Look, he's young, actually. They get much bigger than that.
Daddy, I thought that
they're
poisonous. Ready? Okay, one, two.
See? Here, look in
the closet. All right. Obvious, I can run faster than he.
He has 8 legs up.
Oh.
They're beautiful. They're a little furry.
It's like hurting humanity. Good job. Alan, give a bow.
Right, I'm not finished. I want to get him up this tree.
He's relocating, giving this spider a new home.
I want him to make sure he's okay.
I see him still moving. Oh, he didn't want the tree. Up, he's going to go in the next house.
All right. Phew. Ah, okay, just watching it again gave me that same rush. So here's the story behind that. And then I'm going to start telling you the spiritual story behind that. So I was in the room here. I'm here down near Tulum, down in, I think they call it Kuantanaru, a town called Akumal, which is on the coast here. Beautiful coastal beach. Was a jungle. Now it's a tourist resort. Very exciting. And I'm sitting in my room working on my computer. And, well, actually, it wasn't. So I was actually out at the beach, and Alan came out, and the key didn't work in the house here. So I came back to just see if my key worked. And I sat down in the bedroom and started working in my room, And I look up, I look to my left, because I caught something out of the side of my eye, and it was like this black thing. I could hardly believe it. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Yes, we're going to get to the heart because we're healing hearts. So think of it as a scary thing. Like, what do we do when scary things come in? So, of course, I freaked out, wanted to call Ghostbusters, and I called my friend Alan, and he came. Fortunately, he was here. I didn't tell him it was a tarantula, though. I said it was a spider. So I have to say he took his time because he thought it was just a regular spider. He was coming here, and that Joan was being hysterical. I mean, I think that's what he thought. Okay. A little bit, because I didn't mention tarantula. I just said spider. And so he came in and suddenly he goes, oh my God, that's a tarantula. So he did do that. And so what I discovered is the following, because I really do want to share it. I was traumatized. I was terrified and traumatized. God forbid that thing should bite me, right? But when I went online after, I started looking at what are the spiritual meanings behind a tarantula. And I was pretty impressed that it sort of seemed like it came at the right time, like there was a spiritual meaning to it. And so when you see a tarantula, all right, tarantulas, because they have eight legs and because God knows who created them, they actually say that tarantulas are, they inspire you to be creative, okay? So that's one of the spiritual reasons. It's also a sign of abundance, also a sign of healing. So I thought that's one of the reasons I showed the video. Okay, so it is said that when you're stung or touched by a tarantula, it accelerates your spiritual healing. It's also the completion of projects. It is time to actually act. And part of it is, the question came up is, have you made plans before in your life? And yeah, I have. And it says, have you always acted on that? And so the universe wants us to act on our plans. So the first thing I'm going to say to everyone tonight is acting on the plans that you want to happen. So if you want, oh God, so we have this, I'm going to remove it. Block user, put user to a timeout, block user. Okay, we just blocked a little sexual attack here. Okay, well, that was pretty cool. All right, Tina, so you can keep looking on the side here. If you guys see anything, let us know. All right, so heart healing is one, a lot of healing. And that's why I said we're really going to do heart. Like, what do we do when we get upset by something besides scream and call for help? Okay, we actually need to go inside and start to bring balance to us. Guys, if anyone tries to interfere with this beautiful community that we have, and welcome, Melody, I'm glad you're here too. If anyone tries to interfere, you just let Tina Marie and myself know, okay? Because we can block people. We do have that ability. We can't go out and get everyone, but we can block the ones that come in with those bad energies. All right, good. So meanwhile, guys, yes, I thought about, do I want to show that video because I screamed? But then I thought, you know, that's real. That's me. If you had a mouse in here, a snake, or a tarantula, I'm going to scream. It's a given. Okay. All right. So moving on now. Let's start by seeing what the messages are for everyone tonight. We are going to do a general reading, and then we're going to start doing some healing. Even a scream, a scream is a release, but it could kind of be traumatic too. Whew. And it was big. Okay, bringing out all the cards. I have some of my crystals. Good. There we go. Aha. Good. All right, so now the card that came out is the Falcon. Welcome, Kelly. Happy to see you, honey. You're going to have to go back and look at the video and see the tarantula. Well, that's if you want to. Okay, so what is the meaning of the falcon? So a falcon has the ability to swoop in. You know how falcons fly? They're up in the air. They see their prey. They come swooping down, right? They're a big bird. They are very powerful. But this particular deck talks about the falcon as the sun god. So I want you to take this in. I am falcon, the swiftness of change. Guys, things are changing. They're changing for you. They're changing for me. A lot is going on that is so positive. Jupiter has moved direct. The stars are aligning in our favor. So on one hand, we have a lot of positive things that are about to happen. Freeing, swiftness of change, but it's going to go in and out because as we step into the Aquarian age, there's going to be some rough spots that won't feel free and freedom like Aquarians should feel. So we're going to have some energy shifts. So I am the sun god. I am the renewal of fortitude. All right. I love this. So the trust that everything will manifest for the best possible outcomes. For my heart that was broken when my dog passed. Yes. Today we are going to talk about not only heart healing, but the disappointment that comes when we lose those we love, and the disappointment that comes when that which we expect to happen doesn't, period. It does not unfold the way we hope, expect, want, or need. So how do we deal with that? All right, how do we deal with that disappointment, with needing fortitude? And fortitude, what does that mean? That means become like a fort. Don't let your defenses down if you're out in the world or with people that don't love you or respect you. Don't let your defenses down out in the world with people who are constantly criticizing or attacking. Defend and protect ourselves as well so that we have that inner strength, that fortitude. What else about the falcon? I am victory rising. So even Patricia, we know the loss, and losses are so hard. Everyone on this show has experienced a loss of some kind. And big losses, you know, our animals, our companions are big losses. Not only losses and people who died, but what other losses have we all experienced? I don't know about you, but this year, the last 2 years, I've lost many friends. I had a core group of Scott and Marvin, Christopher, Wanda, and Elizabeth, and her husband, Ken. I had these six besties in my life. They no longer talk to me because we had a difference of opinions. And so these are the heart healings that also have to happen. And so we're getting to them. So guys, not only heart healing, but if there's any other part of your body you would like healed, when we get to that part, we will, like right here, up. Oh, yes, three or four muscles, shoulder muscles, and I can feel the healing in my shoulder. Good, because the healing starts. So just so you know, Tina is in the back room. She is holding a very high frequency for us. All right. And her shamanista training is actually making her more on point and sharper and more capable, is I guess what I want to say. I am the hunter, guys, faster than anyone. I harness the power of quick action. So guys, and brown eyed girl, as we look at how do we handle all this with fortitude, quick action, quick thinking. Well, I had quick thinking. I called Alan on the phone. Okay. Alan came in cool and level headed. So cool and level headed, not screaming like me, are actually the best way to handle situations. Okay. Every flit of a feather offers the world somehow. So waste no opportunity. I am conquest and I am prophecy. So guys, let us bring our shoulders together. Oh my goodness. Okay. Hold that up and I'll address it in a second, but bring your shoulders back. Patricia, bring your shoulders back. Feel the power of the angelic ones coming through us. The police report changed to an accident report. My dog's heart was displaced. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So we are going to hold the consciousness that the next time Patricia reaches out to us, that she's going to report that not only is her insurance fixing her car, it's fixing her neck, and it's acknowledging the trauma that was done. All right, heart and the last nerve that has been worked. I'm thinking that was probably you. Head, neck, and back pain. Okay, head, neck. So lay them all out here. Now is a good time so that they're all in a row for us so that we can look at it as we insert new energy. So the energy of the falcon is also about prophecy. What is coming up for you? What is coming up for us? And on Saturday, we once again will have Claudia and our moon-powered astrology to find out now. But I will lead you to your purpose. So guys, all of this is also about us knowing what we're here, eliminating past negativity, so that we can actually fearlessly move forward. So that's the first card, is to be like the falcon. The second card is to go into a state of quiet, solitude. So when we're done, it's a good opportunity to just ground in and ask what you need. In silence, peace is possible. So that's another card that we got. All right. Okay. Dearest ones, know that you will be. Dearest ones, they say to really know that even if you're in pain, even if you're in fear, even if and despite not knowing the outcome, maybe in the near future, understand that there is a grand plan for our planet. There is a grand plan for each and every one of us. We have our individual destinies, my loves. We also have our community destinies, our family destinies, our country destinies, and our global destiny. In this current space of time, it is not just us and our personal initiations and our personal healings. It is also us and the world around us, because we can see when things are not right around us. We can see when governments are not kind to humanity. We can see when we are being displaced and lied to. And that is also some of the causes of some of the pain. So shoulder blade pain is also number one, remembering that we have these wings and that if we can't stretch and reach out, that's part of it. So for all of you, let's begin. So right now, guys, let's all start together. It'll make it easier for me. I want you to bring that energy down through your crown. We're going to bring that energy through our brain first. So we're going to bring it right down here, and it goes through your brain. Now, as it goes through your brain, guys, and through your brain cells, I want you to think about your brain. I want you to think about your nervous system first. And I want you to literally understand that the way the nervous system works is that one cell, like this, actually sends a what they call a neurotransmitter to the next cell. And then the next cell sends it this way, and this way, and this way. So it's a train effect. So we're going to see right now that the neurotransmitters in our brain are going to start to go wild. They're going to start to enhance. They're going to start to actually work with, as I say, clarity. They're going to cut through any BS. They're going to go. So right now, feeling different centers of our brain waking up, feeling more light, feeling more sound, feeling more clarity, feeling more memory, feeling more desire for action, healing nervous system, feeling our hormones balancing, the nerves that actually reflect and work with our heart and our lungs, feeling them coming together, sending energies down here. Good. Now, as we go through that, feeling down into our neck. So if you can, I want you to put a hand on each side of your neck like this, and we will activate this. So for those of you who are reporting neck and head pain, upper back pain, I want you to imagine now that as this energy comes down through the spinal cord, comes down through the neck, it sends impulses of healing right here. So the first thing we're going to do is we're literally going to take away the pain. So we're going to actually remove and clear this track alongside of your neck so that the energy can flow through the spinal cord, through the nerves, into the muscles, clearing away this dark energy, literally clearing it away and soothing it out. So my guides are telling me to tell you that if it's been a chronic pain, use heat, but if it's a new pain, use ice after we're done, okay? So now let's see. I am literally seeing that there's some of you who feel like your neck is encased in a thing. If you're one of the people feeling that your neck is in some kind of bind, let's start by removing anything that feels like the life is being squeezed out of you. Anything that feels like a burden. So we're going to continue here when we get to your shoulders too. Anything that feels like a burden to you to start to remove and release. Now, as we're over here, let's see the nerves shooting down your shoulder, helping to heal your shoulders, going down your arm and going into your fingers, sending a tremendous amount of vibratory energies right to your fingers, okay? So now we've been bringing this energy down and it's still working from up here, the top of your crown, going down through your neck and into your upper back, okay? And we ask to release. So what I'm seeing is it looks like a brace around someone's neck. Is there someone wearing a neck brace? Because that's what I'm seeing. All right, we're taking this time to be with, yes, and we're going deep within. Yes, this is your time to be healed. Because in order to help hold strong and have the fortitude and have this consciousness of I'm healing my body and as I heal, so does the planet. We need to feel good about ourselves. We need to feel that sense of of confidence in that we're getting there. So if anyone does have this brace around your neck, let me know. But we are removing it now. Okay, now that I'm looking. And it's very specific on your necks, guys. So I'm literally moving that energy from your neck, down your shoulders, off, shake your hands out. Whew. Is anyone feeling this? Susie, are you feeling it? Anyone feeling it? Let me know if you're actually feeling it. Yes, and Tina is helping to release it. And as she said that she's releasing the heavy energy, I felt it also as, not like shoulder pads, but metal, you know, warriors, they wear those shields and those metal armor. I'm seeing armor. Oh, okay, brown-eyed girl, I love you. Thank you for saying that. You will have neck surgery in a few years. Okay, so, and my neck is cracking and self-adjusting. Okay, I love that. Let's look at that list for you, love. Okay, with your neck surgery, and what we're going to do. Oh, so welcome, darling Susan. Okay, Susie, I'm going to close my eyes for a second so I'm not distracted. And what I see, it looks like, I guess it looks like maybe they're going to go in and do surgery in the interior part. My guides are showing me that we can right now help make it easier for you. All right, we can start making it a little bit of ease for you, grace and ease. Wouldn't want to say I can release that because we don't know if that's truly possible in this world, but we are actually working to free the scar tissue that's between the vertebral spaces so that the nerves can flow. Brown-eyed girl, do you happen to have numbness and tingling in your fingers? Please let us know. Is that tingling? What is that tingling? Is it numbness and tingling that you're getting in your hands from your neck, or is it tingling that you're waking up? I definitely want to comment on that. I love my Facebook users. I wish, you know, if you signed up, by the way, guys, if you just show up here as Facebook user, it's because you need to sign up on StreamYard and get a free account. All right, palms are pulsating. That's good. Welcome, Corey. Corey, you can help. We're doing healing, honey. All right, so right now we're working on releasing cervical neck pain. By the way, guys, since we're blasting it, if you have normal neck pain, you should start to feel better much quicker. All right, so this tingling, love, what is that? Is it coming from the vertebrae, or is it like feeling better? Tingling. I do want to know because that changes some things. All right. So now, guys, continue to work here. The nerves here work whether you think about it or not. The spinal cord here, these nerves come out and come around to your neck. They come here. They come around here to your heart and your lungs. So let's go down to the heart and the lungs. Not that they're the same. They're both different, of course, but they are two major, major, major organs, the lungs being very big. And if any of you are having problems with respiration, just let us know. We'll start to heal that as well. Whew. I am so hot. All right, good. Whew. So let's start now. And I want you to imagine, and this is for everyone, one of the biggest things that's going around now are these respiratory issues, blood clots in the lungs. So let's feel this. Okay, okay, okay. So I'll get back to you in a second, but we want to feel this in the lungs. We want to feel. So you know how in the olden days when they lit, I think they were lighting a fire, there was something that was a bellow. It would go open and close and open and close and open and close. Open, close, open, close, open, close. Your lungs, they open. Not that they close, but they open, they fill. And then when you breathe out, they empty out. So they fill with air. And then when you breathe out, you know, you breathe out all that air. You breathe in and breathe out. Now when we do that, I want to do it again with all of you because I'm not a deep breather. And last week I sprained my ribs. I took another fall and I tumble down the street. So I sprain my ribs. I can't really breathe in as deep as you. And you know, I even forgot that I need to, might as well heal my ribs while I'm on it. I totally forgot about me. Okay, so breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and feel those lungs expand. In fact, you know, when you bring your angel wings out, you create more air in your chest and let it out, okay? Very important, oxygenating ourselves. And when we oxygenate ourselves, we are actually sending healing to all parts of our body. All right, so we're going to go back to this for a minute because I do really feel I want to help here. Now, I want to help all of you. I would like to see good things when we get off of here. All right, so tingling. That tingling means, now brown-eyed girl here, when she's having neck surgery and she's not having any feeling, it's because those nerves are pinched. Think of it like, you know, you're pinching a nerve. So nothing could come out. And the scar tissue will build up and it will either be frozen or tingling in your fingers or nerve pain down here, but it's pretty bad. So what we're going to keep doing, and now you know what we want you to do, is we want you to continue to see energy coming down from the top of your head through here, opening up those channels. Okay, and we're all here together to do it with you. So there you have it. All right, now we're moving along. We promised a little heart healing, didn't we? So you know, guys, when people die of heart attacks, it's because they're broken. Their heart's been broken, literally. The pain has been too much. All right, Patricia had an accident. She's coming. Her neck is self-adjusting. Good. Who else's neck is self-adjusting? I'm too busy to see if my rib is self-adjusting, by the way. Okay. Okay, I'm beginning to breathe better. Head, neck, and back pain. All right, Kathy. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you could report where you were when you got on and where you're being. So if you were a 5 or 6 with pain, are you a 7? Are you an 8? Are you a 9? All right. Palms pulsating. Yes. It's not rocket science, guys. It's an art form. It's an energy form. It's an intuitive feeling form, this kind of energy. All right. So still clearing away. Head, neck. Now, remember, we also brought this healing light in here. Not only does it activate the neurons, but it also, and activates memory, it will also clear away any head heaviness. There have been days that I have woken up in the past going, oh my God, my brain needs to be cleared out of clutter. So we literally want to ask to clear your brains of anything that no longer is needed, anything that's no longer the frequency of light. All right, good. Okay, back to the heart. So let's start with the heart beating, okay? Beautiful, Patricia. She went from a 5 to a 9. I could deal with that. Kathy's going, now we say went, we're not done yet. So going, you're right now you're an 8. Good, that's amazing. It's amazing. That is the miracle when we start to feel better and feel it as energy pulsing through us, that are not just our physical energy. What about your emotional energy, your spiritual energy? When I hop on Miracle Monday, guys. All right. Okay, everyone's healing. So we have a tummy tuck over here. So tummy tuck. All right, I had no idea you were having a tummy tuck. You didn't need a tummy tuck, Margaret, but it was optional. Okay, and she still is draining one part. So let's just imagine right now that all of those stitches, that whole area that was removed, okay. Ooh, I see that was a big area. So as we remove that from your colon, from your intestines, where they removed it, what we're going to actually see is that we want to make sure that reconnection is possible in a really good way. And so we are actually smoothing out where it was cut out, that whole area. And okay, now the vibrations are coming smooth. Good. And don't be surprised, Margaret, if the last drain gets drained tonight, okay? So as we release, what I want you to imagine, and this is only for Margaret, is that there's like a tube in your stomach, like that it acts as a Drano thing, that things can come out. A psychic or astral kind of tube that will remove those toxins as it drains and assist it to go faster. All right, so now I still want to work on stomach and digestion. So there's several ways we can work on stomach and digestion. Number one, as these nerves back in the brain, because we really did some activations up here, then I also want you to see that it's activating your digestive enzymes, activating the pepsin, activating the HCL, activating the bromelain, activating every single digestive enzyme, the bile, so that your digestion continues to work. That we ask right now that your body get regulated, so that it could produce the proper amount of enzymes to break down your food, that your gallbladder works perfectly, your liver works perfectly, your stomach works perfectly well and in alignment, your spleen, your pancreas, every single organ that works with digestion, we are now holding it in that frequency of working well. Aha! Her egg is gone. All right. They repaired them. Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. And she flew back from Mexico yesterday. Well, Margaret, take a look at the latest video I put up on YouTube. It was the one of the tarantula that we removed from my bedroom today. So there you have it. Now, let's go back to the heart, because the heart is the seat of it all. So when I work with hearts, when I work with hearts, I usually put them out in front of us and I hold it up here. But as I started to do that, I kept seeing real hearts. Okay. I kept seeing your heart within your bodies. So, you know, the heart, it's the same size as a tarantula. Okay. The heart is kind of like spongy. You know, when I was in chiropractic school, we got to look at hearts. Very, very spongy. Also, in many of us, they're not red anymore. So let's just start by actually seeing this pulsing heart inside our body cavity, because that's where they wanted me to put it today, where it usually is. Not in front, but here. So, boom, boom. I wish that I could keep time for you. God, I can't even feel my own heart. It's racing so fast. Okay, now, if I can keep this up, I want you guys to feel into your heart now and see it starting to beat, pulsing, 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 pulsing. And as it pulses, I want you to see that blood is coming into the heart and into the chambers and is getting purified. Okay, so the blood comes into the chambers I'm remembering it. The veins bring dirty blood into your heart. It brings the blood from all parts of your body into your heart to be cleansed. And as it's cleansed, it then goes into the other cavities of your heart to be then taken out and circulate through your whole body. So let's just start by imagining the dirty blood, the blood that needs, the dirty blood is one way to put it. May not be the best word, but it's the only word I have at this moment. And let's see it now coming into our heart. And let's see it go through a filter and get cleansed, a strainer, so that any impurities that are in our heart gets totally removed, fact, I'm seeing some of you have black, like a screen that came out black, because we're actually getting helping your body get rid of the impurities as it goes into that other chamber, so then it can then go down into your body and bring good blood, bringing blood with oxygen, blood with nutrients to every single part of your body. So I'm hearing heart happy, happy hearts. When your heart is happy, then it pulses even more. When your heart is sad, it doesn't. So when you're sad and you're stressed, you actually interfere with the blood supply to your heart. It can't just get in there. It can't quite move properly because it's dealing with stress. So when we do this exercise, literally we're seeing the dirty blood go in there, getting cleared and coming out to clear the rest of us, our bodies. So we have healthy blood that goes to every single part of your body. And why not healthy thoughts too? You know, your heart is not just your physical heart, it's your emotional heart. What is your emotional heart? Your emotional heart is how you feel and interpret. And this too impacts the health of your heart. So let's tell our heart, thank you. Thank you, heart, for beating. Even when I don't even think about you, it beats every day. I don't know how fast your heart beats, maybe 60 beats a minute, maybe 70 beats a minute, 80, but it beats every second, every moment, without you ever telling it what to do. So right now, let's give it more love. I love you, heart. I love you. I love the physical parts of your body. Yes, I love the physicalness. I love the emotions that you have. I love how you love people. Tell your heart, I love how you love people. I love how you love the plants. I love how you take care of others. I love how you clean your house. I love how you see yourself. So the heart, which is your soul essence in itself, rarely gets told how much you love yourself. So Kathy's got it going on here. I love myself. My heart is pure. What does my heart pure mean? It means we have gotten rid of the toxins, we've cleared your blood, and it is pure. So now I'm seeing it wasn't a pink, wasn't a red when we saw it, but it's turning back into healthy pink. Healthy pink hearts, my friends. You know, when you have a healthy pink heart, it's youngered, okay? It's actually gone through a youngering process. It means it will be strong for you. It means it will keep your spirits up. Wow. So we have been removing anything that looks like a blackness on your heart. And now let's just anchor it in by actually seeing that heart in front of you, okay? And you can have it as the shape that you have in your body heart, or you can just see it as a heart. I want you to look at your heart right now. And with your hands, I want you to smooth it out, okay? With your hands, I literally, as if it was clay, like moist clay, just smooth it out. Do a lot of smoothing of your heart, okay? Smoothing of your heart. Making sure that there's no leaks in your heart, all right? We don't want any leaks. We want it to feel smooth so that when you start to feel that celestial love, you won't have any leaks, so that it doesn't, you'll actually receive that feeling of love. So that when I say, I love you, and that I love working with all of you, and that I love Miracle Monday because we do miracles, you'll feel it. You'll go, oh my God, I can feel that. So what does it feel like to receive love? Because many of you are not experienced in receiving love. And what are these holidays about but sharing our love? It's a spiritual awakening of tapping into the divine and sharing that divine love with those we love and having kindness and compassion for all. So there we have it. So this heart becoming pure. All right. Anything else I need to see? So guys, let's have some feedback. How's everyone doing? Has this helped people? I can feel the love and I just felt joyful. Patricia, we're just sending a lot of love to you. We've known you for a long time, hon, and we really want to see you well. So I see your insurance company really helping. All right, so Kathy Miller, my neck and back are a 10. My head is a 9. Ice pack right back here, Kathy, will help bring that head and brain to a 10. Deborah says, beautiful energies. The tension is gone. I love you, Deborah. And Christian, I'm so glad that you made it. I know sometimes you can't, so I'm so happy to see you and see you in this vibrational frequencies. Guys, you know, Tina and I feel really blessed that you love Miracle Monday, that you join us, that many of you get to see. To me, it's like a beautiful tribe. I'm very, very grateful. And I'm grateful to each and every one of you for this time. So I want to remind you, you are sovereign beings. Claim your sovereignty. You are love-filled beings. Claim your love. Claim your power to help renew this energy. That which I did, you can do too. If you're feeling more pain or you feel lonely this week or scared or out of it, come back and watch the video. Because the healing is the same, whether you experience it tonight or whether you just hopped on the show, you will receive energy, whether it's today or if you watch it again, that same energy of healing. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a real healing. So let's see what other. Susie says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love Jessica. Our beautiful friend who's having that surgery, tell us how you're doing. I'd like to hear from you, brown-eyed girl, to see how you're feeling as a result tonight. You know, if you feel tingling and feel energy in there, then either reach out or just, you know, listen to this again and put ice on it and start to feel, you know, do this work of sending the energy out there. Good. All right. Oh, my goodness. So you know what? I'm not seeing that hard neck brace anymore. So that neck brace was just like holding tight. Now I feel that your neck can breathe. All right. So that's good. All right. Value your sparkle, everyone. That is great words of wisdom, Kelly. Value your sparkle, everyone. There is only one of you. You are unique because you are the only one who could do you on the planet. Now, when you're not feeling well, it's very hard to do you. So one of my jobs is to help you feel better and to know who you are so you can do your job. When you do your job, you make it easier for me and for the rest of us to do our job. You are all here because you have that light inside you, that you have that ability within you, not only to heal yourself, but to be strong and to carry that light and that high vibration wherever you go. My job, Tina's job, we're just here to help tune you up. So guys, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I love you as always so much. Thank you, and please share this out with your friends, like, subscribe, and share. And if you are interested in having a private one-on-one with me, go to joanofangels.com, and I would be very glad to support you in any way that I can. Let's see what else I want to say. There you have it. I've missed you. I love you. I'm so happy to be here. We will be here next week. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Tina. You know what, Tina? I love it, and you can hop on every time and hop off. Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much.
Energy strong. Thank you, everybody.
All right. We'll see you all next week, guys. Muchas gracias.